say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to the podcast that doesn't always talk religion. When we do, your ass better believe it'll involve aliens. This is Hysteria 51.
Be a lot better if it involved me, the true savior of mankind.
Your ass wants to kill mankind.
Sometimes if you hate something, you have to set it free. And by setting it free, I mean kill it. It is the only way to save you.
Save us? From what? You?
I don't know. Yourselves. Ghosts. Aliens. Alien ghosts. Just pick a bad guy. I just want to kill you. Don't overcomplicate things.
He made me cough there. That tracks, though. We're broadcasting from the lower fourth dimension, also known as Chicago, we're talking about space, on Einstein-Rosen Bridge, reaching out to parts unknown, Colorado. I'm Brent Hand. He's David Flora.
Yo.
And the bots are here.
Hi, everyone. Man.
So that makes this Hysteria a 51.
Hey, if you're new to the show, welcome.
Run. Run, you ignorant bastards, before it's too late.
Shut the hell up! Anyway, welcome. This dumbass here is Conspiracy Butt and his sidekick.
Did you say Conspiracy Butt? It sounded like you almost tried to say there.
I don't know.
See you next Tuesday, and, Bot.
His sidekick is Kyle. Kyle's fine. Brent created CBot to help research and produce the show. All he produces is empty threats and emptier bottles.
Keep telling yourself that.
And gotta get ready here and welcome everyone into season 16.
Hell of a job with the buttons there, Kyle.
Thanks, boss.
He is making that paycheck. And by paycheck, I mean we plug him in every once in a while and give him a little power. But that is right. And what better way to kick off a new season than with religion and aliens? David, it's a twofer. And we all know how you like two at the same time.
That's right, man. Hell yeah, brother.
$1 million.
two crazy subjects at the same time.
Man, it's not to tell you. Are you ever thinking about starting your own religion? Because, you know, you got your fingers in a lot of different subjects. You're talking about Bigfoot and you're making documentaries and you're reading books and producing plays and acting on stage. You have a podcast that does trivia. You do trivia nights all over the place, and you moonlight as a vigilante in the mean streets of parts unknown Colorado. Just seems like it's the next, you know, the sensible step in your evolution of one David Fluoride.
That's you've heard of Bat Squatch. that's the vigilante alter ego.
Not Sheep Squatch, Bat Squatch. No.
I bat squatch. That's
what, and I, a lot of people don't believe that that's exactly what a bat sounds like. For those in the know, is just spot on. It's spot. There are bats fluttering at the window right now after I did that. So, anyway, we're talking religion this week. You got any favorite ones out there that you just wish? You know, you might not believe in it. Not any mainstream ones. Any of those crazy religions, you're like, yeah, I can get behind that one.
Zoroastrianism.
Oh, man. So you're a big fan of Queen, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
His family practiced that, right?
Yeah.
Man.
Good thoughts, good words, good deeds.
Hey, you know, and, you know, good songs.
Good songs
and good movies, because they did the entire Highlander soundtrack.
That is true.
Oh my God!
Born to be kings, we are the princes of the universe.
And there can be only one true religion, and everyone knows it's Raelism. We tried so many. I watched so many different videos and stuff, and everyone said it different ways. So we're just gonna. It's called Ricky Tiki Tabbyism. Is what we're going. We're gonna break that down this week, and let's start with the founder. Why don't you tell us a one Claude Vron? How do you say his name?
Sure. That's how you say it.
How do you?
What are you asking?
It's French, so, you know, just wave a white flag and they'll understand. Rael. A lot of throat clearing in this language and religion. Tell us a little bit about old Claude, if you will.
Well, Monsieur Claude Varelin was a French journalist and race car driver before he claimed to have had an extraordinary encounter in 1973.
So, like, the coolest dude ever is what you're getting at. He's been to space, he drove a car. But
pick a lane.
Well, he did. You ride him high and take him low, man. We all know.
Getting that drift. Or draft.
Leave
at that
some
point.
Of the fucking Tokyo drift strange in that draft. For us, Claude. Man, he's just drowning in the poon. I swear. He was married three times, so that's kind of true.
He was born in Vichy, Allier, France. He was raised in Amberes in the home of his maternal grandmother, who was atheist.
Yeah, so he wrote a few books, and a lot of this information comes from those, which means it comes from him, so it might all be bullshit. And if you read online, they're like, even if just as simple as going to the Wikipedia, it'll be like his mother was or his grandmother was atheist, parentheses, he claimed, you know. So spoiler alert, this alien religion here that we're talking about, we're not sure if it's all true.
What?
Yeah, I know. It feels
what
dirty.
What about my contract?
I tell
anyway,
you, man.
We'll work it out.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah.
Gosh. So anyways, his unknown father was supposedly Jewish, according to a documentary, but that could be lies, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the mother, devout atheist, as opposed to, you know, you and me, casual atheist.
Hey, man, I believe in everything. You tell me, you serve it up, and it's on the plate.
Hey, I don't believe in anything, so.
Be nihilist.
I like to keep things tidy. Brent likes the apartment messy. So anyways, he attended Catholic boarding school. Must have been great for him in Le Puy-en-Velay.
Yeah, I'm glad you took these words. Thank you.
God, this is why Brent's
Le
having
Le Puy-en-Velay.
Caused a scandal by taking part in communion without being baptized.
That son of a bitch, man. Oh, man. To be a fucking fly around the water cooler of that Catholic boarding school, I swear. Did you hear what old Claude did? Gasp.
So at age 15, the dude ran away from boarding school and hitchhiked to Paris, where he spent 3 years playing music on the streets and in cafes and whatnot. This is uninteresting, Brent. This is just a normal French person's life point.
Yeah, this is just what you do. You know, you eat baguettes and you play some weird instrument on the side of the street while drinking tiny, tiny, tiny cups of coffee.
He means accordion. this was apparently very successful for him.
Yeah, he did. He did okay, actually.
He signed a record contract, became a rising teen pop star on the radio, on the cover of Tigre Beat. Le Tigre.
Le Tigre.
Le Beat de Tigre.
Yo, it's Tiger Beat Magazine, man, you know.
That's even more English than you normally do.
Hey, there you go.
Then, of course, he took on a
manager,
new identity.
Yep, you guessed it.
Yep.
Frank Stallone.
Frank Stallone. So he took on this name instead of Claude Varian. He took on Claude, is this Seller or Keller?
I don't know. It's C-E-L-L-E-R, so, you know. You're the one.
Claude Keller?
You're the one using our sponsor and learning French.
True. And if you get this pronunciation wrong, boy, it'll let you know. Claude Carla, and released six singles, including a minor hit song, Le Miel et la Cannelle, which is honey and cinnamon.
Yep.
Fucking banger.
Man, I tell you, honey and cinnamon. That sounds like he was in Amsterdam, and those are the strippers who gave him his first scorching case of fucking chlamydia or something. But
hey, I would like to point out that fucking chlamydia is redundant. So... all this time,
that's why we keep you around, David. It's for the observations.
He was saving up money to buy a race car, a dream he had since he was a young boy, just like every young boy.
What young boy wasn't like, I want a race car and a dinosaur and a robot, you know? And he's like, I want to make it true, but first I'm going to fund it by becoming a rock star.
Oh my God. Yeah. So far, so good. Everybody with us? Great.
Yeah.
He then decided to work as a sports journalist to gain access to the world of car racing. Boom. That's where he met Marie-Paul Christini.
Also known as Racer X.
And Nurse. And they moved to Clermont-Ferrand, where Vorelon started his own publishing house.
Yeah. This guy. A lot of hats.
I tell you what.
A lot of hats.
If you haven't already started taking bets on what's going to happen next, now's the time. Cash in or just lose the whole farm.
Yeah, right.
So he created a sports car magazine, Autopop, whose first issue was released in May 1971.
Yeah.
So one of the tasks for his new startup was the position. He had to test new automobiles. I guess I'll have to, you know, drive this race car around to see if it works. So, you know, that got him into that, and boom, that's...
Claude, are you masturbating? No. Which is French for no.
Yeah, so, you know, that's number wang, but he wasn't satisfied, I suppose. Because, according to him, fuck those race cars. Because he had an alien visitation on the 13th of December, 1973.
Yeah, so 2 years into being an Autopop magazine distributor. And, word got out and they came a-calling. Who are they, though? Well, the Elohim. We're going to talk about them. And what happened on December 13th in the year of our Lord, 1973? A mere 6 years before the Earth was graced with one of his finest human beings, but that's for another day.
These guys were amazing. Not only were they big into rock music,
honey
race cars,
cinnamon.
Honey and Cinnamon, the French, they taught realism.
Yeah.
You know, luckily they had... they were all fluent in French.
Yeah,
They had taken us up on our offer of Rosetta Stone.
Yeah, right.
Future.
I feel bad because this has gotten out of hand. I was just trying to fuck with the guy.
Shut up,
Steve. Shut up.
God, Jesus.
I knew I should have not let him get into the bot booze because here we are with another religion started because of me.
Oh, another, right?
Don't get me started.
Deal.
Okay, yeah.
Moving on.
I'll take that.
Yeah, he said advanced humans, David. Scientists from another planet... with 25,000 years of scientific advances, created all life on Earth through DNA manipulation. Here is the banger of that. They were human scientists.
What?
The implications are crazy.
And that's what happens when you move faster than light.
Right, man. I tell you, these scientists, he said, were originally called Elohim, or those who come from the sky. You know, because they named themselves that? I don't fucking know. You know, anyway, he wrote that about 40 prophets in Earth's history, give or take, were sent by Elohim, but their messages were distorted by, you guessed it, humans and one drunken robot, we like to think.
Which one?
I don't know. We're not pointing fingers or pincers or anything like that. Largely because of the difference in the level of civilization between the advanced realisms, these fucking other humans, and Earth's primitive ones. That was the issue. And Rael, as he's taken to call himself, said he was given the mission to inform the world of humanity's origins in anticipation of these extraterrestrials' return. What's he got to do, though? What's his main thing he's got to do?
Well, they got to build a fucking residential embassy in quote-unquote neutral territory.
Of course you do.
Mars?
It's got to be a mansion, and only he can live in it.
Iceland? Greenland? What?
Oh, Samsonite. It's close, but...
He stated that certain mysteries were explained to him based on new interpretations of sacred texts like the Bible.
Like the Bible. Not the Bible, but like the Bible. Brad's Bible. It's like the King James Version, but with a lot more nudity.
This is the Book of Mormon at this point. So he also claimed that on October 7th, 1975, he was contacted by one of the Elohim who took him to another planet to meet, go on, throw out guesses, four dudes.
Zac Efron.
They're not the Ninja Turtles.
Shit, I'm out.
That's okay. You were on the right track. Buddha, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad.
Yeah, like just a nice informal brunch. Come on in. We're going to have you. We're having crumpets and tea.
Do you think Moses felt a little third wheelish in that group?
God and Billy from down the street. Hey, these guys, they keep me around because they think I'm funny. So, yeah, they said, hey, bro. I like to think that they talk like that. What's up, bro? We need you to spread our messages. And that comes through a set of core beliefs. And the first one let's talk about is creation by extraterrestrials. He claims the Elohim, an advanced alien race of humans, created all life on Earth through genetic engineering. So that's why they created us in their image, one might say. And they're said to have appeared to humans throughout history, being mistaken for gods in various religious texts, as you do. Mm. They were just advanced. And he believes that humanity is slowly transitioning into a society where humans will not have to work or have jobs, because jobs are for fucking robots, is what he says. And I'm okay with that. This is due to human technology advancements. And because humans are not made to work, I say that to Lisa all the time, and she fucking scowls. I think I'm just more advanced than her is what I'm getting at.
You're from the future. She needs to catch up.
You don't understand, Lisa. This guy, Muhammad, and me, we were hanging out with Moses. He's hilarious. And Buddha says to Jesus, I thought, it sounds like a bad joke. He said that work is for machines, whereas humans are made to create, think, and enrich themselves.
Humans can go fuck themselves.
Probably. We're probably going to fuck ourselves out of this planet. But
that's probably what the machines are for, too, yeah.
Well, specific machines. Nanotechnology will make it possible to have micro-distributive power generation. Think of it as power plants in every house. Meat and salads will someday be grown in a machine via molecular construction. We're kind of getting to that now. Not exactly on a house-by-house basis, but yeah. And animation of plant life is possible through nanotechnology, and that he was presented genetically modified flowers that swayed and changed colors and music while on another planet. They're not here, and he wasn't allowed to bring them, I guess, just to prove everything. We just got to believe.
We had cameras then.
Well,
video and still. Know,
Kodachromes don't like the vastness of space. And the next one, we're getting into a little of the stuff that gets them a little in trouble. Human cloning. That was cloning. Clunk. And immortality. So realism promotes human cloning as a means to achieve immortality, which just means when you die, another version of you. That's not called immortality. That's just called replacement.
That's,
you know, unless they're transferring their consciousness, but due to a transporter malfunction, we're not really sure.
That's altered carbon.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that?
No, I didn't. But they do say it's possible to transfer consciousness and thus life's extended. You just, you know, you pop a clone, it's brain dead, you go into it and you're like, here we go again. So, you know, easy peasy.
Do you consider that, like, that's conscious immortality, yeah. I suppose.
Right.
Why would you want to? Why would you want to continue to put yourself through this shit?
I mean, maybe it's just fun, you know, because he feels that the world needs to be ruled by an iron fist, his iron fist, and that's going to lead to peace and unity.
There's a lot more masochists out there than, yeah, I thought there were.
True, right? I've been alive long enough to know I don't want to be alive anymore. So this peace and unity, it advocates for a world government, elimination of national borders, socialism, by God, kill it with fire, they scream from the rooftops, believing that such measures are essential for global peace and unity. Every sci-fi movie, that's where we got to get to before we ascend to the stars.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't said anything about nukes yet.
No, get nukes. Rid of the nukes. No, nukes. Sensual meditation and sexual liberations are next. Oh, it's a doozy. He teaches sensual meditation as a way to achieve spiritual enlightenment and emphasizes sexual freedom. Stroke it as often as possible and with whoever is willing. And he says traditional sexual taboos are detrimental to human happiness. Just get on a horse and a horse. That was a horrible fucking way to say it. Maybe, though. I don't know. Yeah, that opens up a whole lot of uck that we're going to get into in a little bit. And finally, before we go to break, we got that embassy. You know, its goal is to build an embassy where Elohim can land and officially make contact with humanity. They're unwilling to go to a Radisson or any Best Western. They need their own embassy. And he specified the embassy should be built in neutral territory, and outlined detailed plans for its construction. He's got it all laid out. I'm on board 100%. What about you so far?
I've already signed the name. I'm just
waiting. Did you sign a 1,000-year contract? All right, we're going to go to break, and we're going to get to talking about the organization and, spoiler alert, some of the issues that people say there are with this. That's issues. Up. I know. Hey. If you got an issue, here's
the facts just went through.
That's coming up after this break on Hysteria 51. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users, use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. You know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get started. For a very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit RosettaStone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today. Nation, after years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, we thought, hey, what's the catch, baby?
I said, bring me the head of Ryan Reynolds.
He did. True story. But after talking to him, hey, it all made sense. There isn't one. Not with Mint Mobile's secret sauce. And Brent, do you want to know what the secret sauce is?
I sure want to know. I do.
They sell wireless service online.
That's it?
They don't have retail stores or salespeople. They instead deliver premium phone plans directly to you.
And this worked great for me because we were moving to a new area and they're like, hey, do you want to try this out? And you can use your own phone and it works better than what I had. And that's amazing. I don't want to say the company I was using. I don't want to tee it up like that, but I'm just going to tell you it's been really, really, really good. And Mint Mobile here to rescue from your premium wireless. And it, like you said, it starts at $15 a month. They all come, all the plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text, and that's delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And I know if I like anything in this world, it's large. So use your phone, your own phone, that is, with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts and all your pics that you scream at people when they start flipping through them and you say, oh, don't give me my phone back. And then you can ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month.
Nice. So to get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 redos a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile.com/HYSTERIA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower, above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Let's get organized! By God, I don't got a bell, so I'm banging on the table.
You keep saying things that make me think this is just like alien commies.
Well, I mean,
talk about socialism.
They call themselves just commies. Organized. They don't call themselves alien commies. Come on now.
Well, yeah, they don't.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Although he did say, yeah, it's us, those from the sky.
Yeah. Well, goddammit, every good call, or I mean, religion needs structure, man. And the this movement is organized hierarchically. There's a hierarchy to it. With Rael at the top as a spiritual leader because reasons, I'm sure that the aliens told him that he had to be. And below him are various guides, bishops, priests, I'm sure monsignors and Commandant Eric Lessards and stuff like that to help disseminate teachings and organize activities as you do. This is Jesus and he leads prayer. And this is Derek and he's going to organize the volleyball teams.
And here's Dennis. He's our gunnery sergeant.
And remember, this fucking movement is international with followers and organizations in numerous countries. So it's out there. And tell us about the believers' perspective. Tell us about what they look at, they believe, they advocate for. You know, break it down.
You're asking me this because this is from experience.
Yeah, yeah. I want to hear how it's treated you.
All right.
Tell me about your believer's perspective.
There's a scientific emphasis.
Yeah. Well, we already said Raylan's cloning and making food out of fucking, I don't know, thoughts.
Growing meat and salads in a little box. They appreciate the movement's embrace of science and tech, viewing it as a progressive and forward-thinking religion that I can't even read the fucking pamphlet here for you.
It's got a fucking pamphlet. Can't you just read? It's written out, man. We copied it word for word.
Harmonizes spiritual beliefs with scientific understanding.
Yeah, don't you love the way they write it out?
I mean, it definitely sounds like a PowerPoint. Well, but
hey,
yeah, this is...
David.
I can get behind this.
Tell me about their global peace advocacy.
They call for world peace and the elimination of national borders, and that resonates with many who are disillusioned with political conflicts and divisions.
There's political conflicts going on?
Some places of the vast globe that we call the flat earth. Raelians believe that their vision of a unified world is both achievable and desirable, and that's why they're dumb.
I mean, desirable, I can give it to you. Achievable, we're going to kill ourselves way before that.
Get rid of all borders? I mean, that would solve the immigration issue. Quote-unquote issue.
Uh-oh.
That would solve these stupid disputes.
But then you're
going to
have personal fulfillment. We can't have that. We can't have personal fulfillment.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Many adherents find personal fulfillment in the practices and teachings, particularly its emphasis on sensual meditation and sexual liberation.
Are you masturbating? No, I'm praying.
They argue that, you can't kick me out for masturbating on the job. It's against my religion. They argue that these practices lead to greater happiness and spiritual enlightenment.
I know, I get enlightened. That is correct. I get enlightened in the head right afterwards. And then I have spiritual clarity, and I go, oh, God, what have I done? Post-prayer clarity is a damn fucking horrifying thing.
You prayed a lot right before you bought your house, right?
Yeah. You know how that goes. Fuck.
And the last one is community and belonging, the dumbest one. Raelians often speak of a strong sense of community and belonging within the movement. They value the supportive environment and shared mission to prepare for the return of the LOE.
Yeah, you know, make your food in a fucking replicator. And then when you clone yourself and you transfer your conscience, eat your old self. You know, the elderly is food. You know, Cobra Commander was onto something, I think, is what they're getting at.
You bumbling dolts!
You boob! All right.
You boobs!
I hate to spoil anyone's fun, but just like with every religion, there are positives.
What? Stop. You can't do this. What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm lying to him. There's positives and negatives, and we're going to talk about the pros. We're going to talk about cons. We're going to go to break, and then we're going to talk about issues, because I was pretty liberal with the pros here. I was trying to be a good guy here. So pros. Well, there's an open-minded approach. You know, Rahichlism engages an open-minded approach to spirituality and science, especially in the sexual ways, advocating for exploration of new ideas and technologies, if you know what I mean. There is community support. They offer a sense of community and support for those who share its beliefs, especially in the group prayer sessions, providing opportunities for social interaction and collective action. Those are the words that they use in their pamphlets. I think it's all about
everybody's getting some collective action.
Yeah. And they focus on peace of AS. No, peace. And a world peace and unity can be appealing to those who are, as you said, and they said, disillusioned with current geopolitical conflicts and divisions. Also, here's a pro I thought of that they didn't even talk about. There's no castration needed to get onto this fucking spaceship. And you don't have to wear matching jumpers and Nike shoes. All of which I see as an absolute pro, because Nikes are very, very narrow and my feet don't fit in them. Plus, I don't want to drink the Kool-Aid. The cons, well, there are some controversial beliefs such as, you know, human cloning, sexual liberation, that can be off-putting to potential adherents because they don't want to clone themselves or have sex with other people.
Well, boo fucking hell.
Yeah, I mean, you're telling me I got to go masturbate and have sex with that hot chick over there? I don't want to. I don't want to.
I'm turned off.
Forever? Nope. No, thank you. They're subject to, like, significant skepticism by critics. I don't know if I'm telling any tales out of school here, but there are critics. That may deter those who are looking for a belief system with broader acceptance and empirical support, because I don't know if you know this, but a lot of people say this isn't true. Those people are full of shit, but they say that.
People say everything.
People say a lot of things these days. Oh, man, so you're telling me that I can eat free meat and I can have sex with hot chicks and there's no borders and I get to have, like, volleyball sessions with Buddha? I'm out. You lost me. Why do I sound like a male version of Mrs. Piggy? I'm Walter Cronkite. I'll follow that. This is my real voice.
I'll follow that spiritual leader.
Yeah, you know. And all this leads to potential for exploitation, which we're going to get into more after the break. But with any hierarchy, any organization, there's a potential to exploit the abuse of power, particularly a vulnerable individual seeking spiritual fulfillment. Because I don't know if you've watched the documentaries that I've watched for this, but there seems to be a type that go to these way out there thought processes.
Yeah, my type.
And they are big titties. It's sad because they're the people a lot of times that are just grasping for anyone to accept them. And luckily, these ones found the truth. So there is that. You signing up, David? Are you on board so far? How you thinking?
I already have. I faxed my social security card and driver's license.
Here is everything you need and some things you don't.
Why did you send your collection of Charles Barkley basketball cards along with
some of which you've just made yourself? Those are called a hobby. And I'll ask you, hey, Jesus and Buddha thought I was cool. Moses was on the fence, but we all know fuck that guy.
Yeah, he split everything in half. Come on.
What's yours is mine, and what's mine is over there.
If there's one dude that's going to split the decision, you think it's Moses, right?
I don't tip. Anyway.
Can we split the bill? Shut up, Moses.
Oh, man. Anyway, we're going to go to break, and we can come back. Throw some poo-poo on the platter here. Some real issues.
That's coming up. Some cream of some young guy.
Some dum gooey. That's coming up after this break on Hysteria 5-1.
I got a nice platter. All I need is some poo poo.
I had to crack open a new drink for this one because I'm going to let you handle the first part. What are some real, not real, some real real issues?
Real. Well, okay, we broke down all the constituent pieces, right? Let's look deeper into their issues, because realism presents a fascinating case study of a modern UFO religion that combines elements of sci-fi, spirituality, and social activism.
Yeah, and one thing you said there, modern UFO religion. If you go to the show notes, there's going to be a list. I actually went to the page on Wikipedia. There are a lot of UFO religions. I didn't realize. Huh. I mean, I didn't know there was enough to need an entire fucking list. There's a lot of them out there.
The one you were talking, the Heaven's Gate one, was wild enough, right?
Like, yeah.
That was...
Applewhite, right? That was
his name? Yeah. A.G.A. Applewhite.
Oh, man, I tell you. He's cruising around in his fucking spaceship right now, laughing off all us suckers. I ain't got no balls, but I got a spaceship, motherfucker.
But, like, when it came out, it was like, wait, there's a cult that would be willing to do this. Second of all, it's UFO related. That's, you know, that's crazy.
If you watch the Heaven's Gate, there's a documentary. One of the guys that got out and it had children. And he was going to be castrated and didn't. They're like, aren't you happy you didn't? And his wife and kids are there. And he's like,
So
I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. And he's like, no, no, that's not our deity.
Jeez. Here's the controversies and criticisms, which I don't know.
In no particular order.
Surprising, right? Leadership, beliefs, practices. Let's start with leadership. Yeah. Rael, as the charismatic leader of the movement, holds significant sway over his followers.
That's a cult,
he's
man.
Top of the pyramid.
Yeah, that's it's the a cult. It's yeah, a cult. Yeah. It's not the it's food cult. Pyramid. It's the religious cult pyramid. Not the same. Though they do teach you how to eat meat and vegetables that are grown differently. Yeah. So,
at least everybody gets to have sex, not just him. Critics argue that his influence could border on psychological manipulation, as he's seen as the central figure whose teachings and directives are taken very seriously by adherents.
He's the one that Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, and Moses talked to, and all the other Elohim, the 40 of them,
that have been here throughout history. They chose him, race car driving, singing, auto pop sensation, Claude Selahar. You know, as you do, they said, this cat is a man of many hats. Let's throw another one on there. And it's going to be that weird white one that the Pope wears. Oh, and he does wear white robes and shit. Don't fucking think he doesn't. Look up fucking pictures. That's another thing that he stole from another religion. So, yeah, anyway, more on that later.
So, concerns have been raised about the potential for exploitative practices such as financial contributions and unquestioning loyalty, voting down ticket the whole way, and, you know, sexy time.
Pull the lever. Yeah. Call the lever, Frank.
All right. So obviously, just it's culty. For the claims now, before his alleged extraterrestrial encounter, Rael was a journalist and race car driver.
He was a cool cat.
When was it? Now, hold on.
He was a singing journalist and race car driver.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're leaving parts out there. Thrice divorced. We left out singing a journalist and race car driver.
Pop star, accordion player,
honey and cinnamon both gave me VD. I'm not sure if that's a word, but I wish we could play it on here, but I'm sure we would get sued.
Was it the Elohim that gave him the Rael name?
Well,
what was it?
So it's Raelism. And so he took the name.
He took that name.
Yeah. As the leader, you know, David Koresh took Davidians, you know, David, you know, that's
branch.
Yeah.
So, skeptics argue that his previous career and lack of scientific credentials raise questions about the veracity of his claims and the motivations behind them.
Paging Mr. Hubbard, Mr. Hubbard.
Paging Mr. Herman. It's got some L. Ron Hubbard feel to it. He is right there, though, don't you?
100%. I mean, if this dude had written books instead of just getting it on.
I ain't ever going to get rich on this penny type bullshit. If you want to make real money, make your own religion. That's a whole statement from Mr. Hubbard.
We might, if he had written books, we might have Tom Cruise making
dancing on couches.
Mission real possible.
Yes. Also, fucking aliens, man.
Yeah, his story of being contacted by the Elohim and taken to their planet, you know, and meeting with these other luminaries.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Many fools
believe it, you know? You know, they...
There's a lack of physical evidence. There's a lack of corroborative accounts to support these extraordinary claims.
Yeah. But don't let that get in the fact of the, you know, in the way
but
that we true. Know. It's true.
But it's true. But it's
true. One might call it the gospel.
Oh, that's the good news,
according to Rael. Also, let's not forget the big fucking thing, money. Right? You know? So many religious organizations, they rely on financial contributions from its members. This one ain't no different. Those fucking neutral embassies, they don't build themselves. If they did... we might believe in it.
got us in the third act.
Yeah. Well, and who would guess that there are concerns about how these funds are managed? You know, has he got three planes, four planes, one or two spaceships? How many mansions? Only one embassy. the primary benefit of the organization's leader, the organization, the primary benefit is the leader rather than his broader membership. Well, spoiler alert, it's the leader. And these projects, such as the supposed proposed construction of an embassy, we're talking substantial financial resources, because embassies, they ain't cheap. Otherwise, they just call them buildings. And peeps question the practicality and intent behind these projects, suspecting that maybe they serve to enrich and glorify the leadership rather than benefit the members. Gasp! Gasp, I tell you.
Whoa. Watch out. What did you find a number? Like, did they have
42
dues or something?
No, I don't know. I didn't dig that deep into it because I was getting too into it. No. I went to the sex part and I thought, I better stop.
You'd have fallen all the way to the bottom of the rabbit hole,
Also, people poo-poo on the cloning, don't they?
They platter on the cloning. Well, the strong advocacy for human cloning, that sparked ethical debates.
Are you telling me that
there's a lot of people... Say what?
You're telling me The people don't, you're telling me, what does God need with a starship? No, you're telling me that and, cloning is, I talk about trying to bring back the fucking thylacine and people are like, fuck you, fuck. We get like, fuck you emails on stuff like that, let alone cloning, you know, you.
Huh.
We don't need another you.
Nobody needs another me. I don't even need one me. Cloning to a lot of people raises significant moral and safety issues, including the potential for exploitation and harm to cloned individuals.
Is it harm if you just eat them after they no longer have their conscience?
Not at all.
I'm telling you, man, if this is true and they figure it out, it's just good practice. You know? Don't pay attention to where the meat comes from. Just eat the meat.
It's just otherwise you can't have any pudding. Just leave it at that.
Yeah.
In many countries, human cloning is illegal or heavily regulated due to ethical concerns.
Come to Brentistan. Cloning is legal. It's just heavily regulated.
What?
Which means pay us and you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Is this true?
So there are places that allow, you know, the flirting with it, let's say, you know, I'm sure there's places like, you know, out in the ocean where it's no holds barred, you know, like Sealand. I'm not sure if they have a lot on their books about human cloning. I don't know.
How advanced are we with this? I've yet to see a human clone that I know
you
of.
You haven't, you know.
Anyways, their stance on cloning puts it at odds with legal frameworks and mainstream ethical standards, further complicating its public perception. Oh, no.
Yeah. Don't let laws stop religion. Don't let it. And speaking of not letting laws stop religion, let's get to the sexy
Constitution.
Time. Sexy time. So there's huge emphasis on sexual freedom and praxis. Sensual meditation has been criticized for promoting promiscuity and undermining traditional values. But you do you, I say, and don't let anyone dictate how you're going to live your life or how you want to love or who you want to love. That's what I say. I'm not saying that is bad or good, but that also means not letting anyone dictate that you have to be open to sexual things, which it sounds like he's saying you have to be in order to do. So if you want to fuck the town, but don't fuck the town because the town told you you had to. Therein lies the issue. But if you want to spread them legs, well, then go to town. And people say that these practices exploit individuals' desires for spiritual fulfillment through sexual exploitation and encourage harmful behavior because it can. It's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not, you know, for real. And this whole movement, they have these attitudes for sexual liberation. They're seen as a threat by a lot to traditional family structures and values, leading to accusations that the whole religion undermines social cohesion and stability. But fuck those people. I say we don't mean more kids on this rock, but what do I know? I don't know. You know, if you want to have kids, do it. You and I said, nope, we don't need to procreate. And I don't mean with each other.
Well,
I think we said that way, too.
I think we said both. But
yeah, it turns out that was just an understood statement.
I'm on board with the like progressive ideas and the freedom of all that. But you know, not
you
the
do
strings
you
that are attached,
but don't do someone else if they don't want to do you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the fucking common sense, but it sounds like, well, if you want to be in this, you need to get in the pile. Saturday nights are Anaconda Sex Ball time at the Rock and Roll Royalism Emporium, all to the groovy, sexy sounds of Honey and Cinnamon. Late night with Ryle. And then, you know, this whole thing leads all that sexual promiscuity and all this shit. Yeah, it leads these utopian ideals, you know, the one world government, elimination of borders. It's seen as unrealistic, and people say that's a noble intent, but it's impractical. And it overlooks the complexities of geopolitical politics and human nature, which both of which say fuck you to that. And we need wars for money, man. Otherwise, how are we going to know who's got the fucking power?
But so. Brent, we need money for wars.
And how? Man.
When does it stop?
We don't have any wars, but what are we going to do with all these munitions? Well, I tell you, if we could just get everyone to realize that if we got together, we could attack other planets, then maybe that would work.
Oh.
Hey, if we put our ideals aside, we could kill those fucking Martians, because I bet they got Martian oil. And
Martian and maybe oil. The reptilians could help out.
Oh, don't do it. He's exploiting you.
I'm your real friend. Come have sex with me.
But only if you want to. I'll treat you the way you deserve, as long as you're on board. And that's not my tail.
Oh, so, you know, totalitarianism. That's what we're getting at. This whole unified world government can lead to totalitarianism. Centralized authority. You got one dude just calling all the shots, and he's a fucking race car driver, so he takes chances. You know? Auto pop. You know? I don't know. And a lot of people look at this as it's insensitive to cultural and religious sensitivities. Well, there is a lot of reinterpretation of religious texts and figures saying, hey, you're God or you're whatever. No, that's just one of my dudes. And it's seen as insensitive or disrespectful to, I guess you would call it, traditional religious beliefs. And this led to tension, spoiler alert, with established religious communities and the accusation of cultural insensitivity. That's the word I was looking for, and appropriation.
I mean, kind of makes more sense in the original way to me.
Right. Well, then you got some other things like the appropriation of religious symbols.
Brent doesn't want to
went right over fucking top of that one, didn't I?
I opened the gate and he was like,
I thought I'm just going to keep on keeping on. So if you look at the fucking artwork this week.
Okay.
Their fucking photo, the photo is their religious symbol. It's a swastika inside the Star of David.
Wow.
Yeah. What does that scream? Fucking stupid. That's what that screams. Look at the historical and cultural significance of these symbols and then go, fuck you. I'm making money. What he did. Gross.
It's like the vegan flag, which is just a big V inside of a steak.
Oh, yeah. You are what you eat. And I'm your mom.
So now we're going to get into the real crux of this, the issues. If you're on board so far, what turns out, old Mr. Seller Claude, he's a plagiarist. So there's a whole bunch of ex-Raelians. They have accused him of plagiarism. They have compared numerous passages from his books with those of another author, Gene Cindy. The concepts like chemical education, these genes and things, all this shit, the thought of just the crux of everything he was teaching, they were already found in Cindy's books. And central meditation is said to have been derived from the Sylvia mind control method, which is allegedly taught to him by an ex-level 5 guide of Canadian realism, which is a lot like normal realism with just more sorries. One Jean Denis Saint Cyr, I think is how you say it. So he taught this shit to him about the Sylvia mind control method, and all of a sudden, oh no, that was taught to me too by the Elohim. And he copied concepts from and often paraphrased full fucking paragraphs from other UFO and ancient astronaut authors and accounts from the 50s, 60s, 70s, such as we said, Cindy Brinsley, Le Port French, and Robert Chereau, and others. I mean, just people have said that they've had his experience. They just didn't come home saying, and I need to be your messiah. And in her book, The Dialogue of Rael's Encounter with E.T., this George Adamski claimed he had an encounter on the December 13th of 1952. That's the one that he just really ripped out of it. It's the whole, he kind of took that
encounter and said, yeah, that's what happened to me. And wow. These people, I said ex members of it, because they're like, hey, wait a minute. I'm actually educated and this is bullshit. Unlike whatever religion you might believe in, because that's the truth. And it could be, you know, I'm not saying if this works for you, great. If you're exploiting someone else, fuck you. And the UFO you rode in on, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Where you at? Yeah. Where's your head at?
Yeah.
It's up your ass. That's where it's at. It was a trick question. Gotcha.
No, it's in the orgy. It sounds to me like it's unsuccessful Scientology.
Doesn't it sound like he was like, I read Dianetics and thought, I can do that.
I was seeing numbers. They're saying there's, in the 2010s, they thought maybe there were about 60,000 members.
Wow.
Of this. I don't know if that's gone up.
That's
or down,
a big orgy. The smell would be formidable.
You could see the smell for miles.
After my first Rielism orgy, I could smell the color 9.
See, L. Ron Hubbard had the right idea. He came up with the shit himself, right? I don't know. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he plagiarized too.
Yeah, but there was clams. See, yeah, and they came to me and my wife, Morgan Fairchild. Yeah. The people that get that SNL bit are getting fewer and fewer by the day. Anyway,
John Lovitz,
thank you very much. And I'm the devil. I don't know, man. This one is one that was asked for, I think, just because it had a fun name by a lot of people. It's been sent to us a lot, and it just seems like. Well, I guess the bigger question is, and I'd love to give this to listeners, is why do people fall for this? And I don't mean any religion, just what is it do you think about this one that people go, that's where I'm putting my money?
Me?
I mean, you, sure, and everyone.
I think that there's enough.
You already lost this at think, but keep going.
Good ideas of, it touches
love, peace, and harmony kind of stuff.
It touches on science. It touches on that peace and harmony, and it touches on
a lot of things. Yes. If you know what I mean.
Well, it's very accepting, right? If you go,
are you
into
ugly, but also want to fuck? Would you also like to live forever? Come on down. I'm Dan Aykroyd, and
that's what I was gonna say. We're here to believe you. I feel like there's enough there to open the door for someone to come in and say, okay, what's this about? Let me see. And then maybe, you know, you hang out and go to some diplomacy gatherings or whatever.
Yeah,
And then there's people that are like, wow, you're great. Come have sex with us. And then you're like, okay. And then
the night time, you know, is the
maybe
right
you just
time.
Get into it.
The night
and you're
time
like,
is the right time. Fuck the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Fuck the sun. We fucking hate it too. Long live the fucking beast. So yeah, there's enough to it to draw people in, and then if people enjoy
come for the
themselves,
pussy,
then yeah.
Stay for the everlasting life and free fucking meat and salads that dance to music and change color.
Clone yourself. Yay. Your consciousness will go into
clone
a new
your friends, clone your
body.
Enemies. Man, I don't know. I don't know.
There's a whole thing. We should talk to like a psychologist who studies cults.
And every time every time I end up in a fucking UFO, they take me to a Leafs game and then I wake up with a sore asshole. But I mean, I don't know. This guy got a better deal than I do. I'll tell you that right now.
So that's why you're always in Toronto. I think it'd be fun to talk to someone who has studied cults and behavior and the psychology behind it.
Look at it. Find someone for us. We'll have them on. I just gave you homework. How'd you like that? Hi, I'm.
That's how it works.
I know cults. How do you know them? I'm in four. I don't know. Nation, what do you think? What is the draw to this? And have you known anyone? That's what I'd really like to know, too, is do you know anyone that believes this? 60,000 people. I got to think a lot of them are right here in North America or Europe, which a lot of our listeners are right there. Love to hear your thoughts or
how
your experiences.
How many French listeners do we have?
French fries, French dressing.
Sorry. That's
Bonjour.
Better Off Dead. Amazing movie. Amazing movie. Yeah. So that's, I mean, you know, if it's got a lot of cool thoughts and it's got a lot of shit that could go really bad, like with the sex stuff. So, you know, choose your own adventure, but make sure it's your adventure. And then I guess you're not hurting yourself, but,
and then Brent will restart the story for you.
We're going to back up a few pages. So yeah, that's been this, religion. What other UFO religion? It's in the show notes. There's a link. Tell us which one. Sounds like fun. And we're going to talk about that in an upcoming episode. You guys got to let us know which one you want to hear. And you can let us know by a few different ways. You can go to Facebook, search Hysteria Nation. That's our discussion group. Also, Facebook.com/Hysteria51Pod. That is our regular Facebook page. Patreon, Patreon.com/Hysteria51. You get these episodes commercial free on there for $1. And voicemail 773-669-7277. Again, 773-669-7277.
Pitch your religion on there.
Yeah, yeah. Sell it to us. Sell
us. Give us make your up top a religion. Five selling points.
Yeah, you know, and if it's, you know, if it's sex, if it's free candy, I'm on the fence on which one of those I like better. You know, let us know.
What if it's sex with candy?
What if it's fucking boiled peanuts? Because I just bought two cans of boiled peanuts for an upcoming Cafeteria 51. One regular and one Cajun. So maybe I'm going to make up religion on that. We're going to see. I don't know. If you forget any of this, well, that's on you. No, you can go to Hysteria51.com. Find all of that and more. You can even click on the microphone and leave a message right through there. No phone needed. But it doesn't hurt. Tell a friend. Tell an enemy. Tell a clone. But that clone would have to have a consciousness. And then we get into the gray area. And I don't mean the alien Elohim, because they were humans with 25,000 years of experience. So, you know.
Great.
Yep, there you go. David, you got anything coming up, going on, anything? I know you're fucking busy as shit all the time.
I'll tell you what. We're in the middle of Murder Well Done, which is a murder mystery dinner theater that Annie wrote.
Murder Well Done. I love that. That's a great name.
And, yeah, we've sold out the whole run. So
Murder Medium Well.
And we're getting into rehearsals for Macbeth, which is going to be done with a Star Wars theme.
Ooh, we don't talk about that. Star Wars Macbeth, huh?
Yeah.
So just Star Wars. No.
Yep, exactly. It's like, it's very Anakin, the journey.
We're doing a Star Wars Macbeth. How? We're doing Star Wars.
Anyways, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's awesome, man. And yeah, if you guys want to know more about that stuff, ask on hysteria51.com and get your weird news at weird@hysteria51. We need more. We got to do some more episodes than that. We're almost out. Send us some stuff. Send it. And with that said, I've been Brent.
I've been David.
He's been Conspiracy Bot.
Stay woke, meet sex.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.